Track 14, Neil's Last Word. And so we come to our last piece for this edition, and it is, of course, Neil's Last Word. And this month it is indeed words which are the subject of his musings. Have a listen.
When we first got together, Mrs. H described me as boring. I mentioned this recently, and she commented that she had seen nothing to change her mind. She had a point. I remember going to a party with a mate in the 60s. Later, a fellow partygoer told us that after we had left, a girl described us as the most untrendy people she'd ever met. Furthermore, I found out later that this girl was at the same school as the then Miss H. Was the now Mrs. H briefed in advance? I did try to get with it and become a fully paid-up member of the 21st century when our children were teenagers. I did make some progress. I started sending text messages without punctuation. OK, I did still spell out all the words, but I have my standards. And I succeeded in introducing the word cool into my vocabulary. I still slip it in when appropriate company to show I'm seriously with it. But new buzzwords continue to emerge, so I am stuck in a jargon warp. For example, the other day someone asked, "How are you today, Neil?" And I replied, "I'm good." How cool was that? None of you, "Very well, thank you." Or, "Got a bit of a cold, actually." Modern parlance, straight from the hip. And "I'm good" also means "no, thank you." Want another drink? "I'm good." Alternatively, I learnt to decline like this. "Want some more coffee?" "No, you're all right." Other things I learnt in my linguistic campaign included not to use words like fantastic. Things are wicked. And if somebody does something that's a bit off the wall, it's random. I'm not sure slipping those into conversation when it goes quiet in the pub gained me much respect. I remember desperately looking for someone I could call a chav, but I failed, mainly because I didn't really know what a chav was. I think back to my younger days and the things we did and said. I remember my father's horror at the no dance that swept the country. It was called the Twist. I still have in my mind a disturbing image of him attempting to do it. And our language must have been equally as bewildering to him as some of this 21st century talk is to us. We were hepcaps, drinking Coke, not snorting it, hitching lifts, not boy racers in souped-up GTIs. And the only wine we experienced was in gums, not bottles. First thing I realised, of course, was that cool is in fact a 50s word, so I was doing no more than reintroducing it into my vocabulary. But some of the others I came across sounded like a foreign language today. When we had some bread, we put on our threads and went to the flicks. In the 60s, everything was groovy. And as the drugs and protest culture gained movement, life became a drag. Occasionally it was a gas. And we urged people to have peace, man. And yes, when I derided their communication skills, I expect my children looked at me with as much disdain as I did at my father. I thought he was square. I don't think what my offspring thought, or probably still think of me. My son and his mates used to describe an attractive girl as fit, which I suppose is a bit more flattering than a 60s bit of stuff or a bit of totty. The trouble is, words slip so quickly into conversation, they subsequently find their way into the Oxford Dictionary. You just can't fight it. Oh well, stick another tanner in the jukebox, dude, and let's have a blast.
Thank you, Neil. You seem to have transformed yourself from grumpy old man to the coolest chap on the circuit. Well done. I don't think Mrs. H can call you boring now.